This is Electric Sisterhood, podcast episode number 155. I said COG already! COG!
This is Electric Sisterhood, home of the best.
The fucking best.
Girl gaming tech gadget and anime podcast. I'm Ninja Sista.
And I am Pandalicious.
Welcome to yet another episode of our podcast, people.
Finally feels like summer, everybody.
Summer.
It's fucking
time.
Hot. Fucking hot.
Summertime.
Anyway.
Time to sit back and rewind.
You had to go there.
I did. And I should say,
well, that was before Will Smith got pussy whipped.
Will Smith was always whipped by the pussy. It's just that he wound up in some deep pussy that just kind of put the extra on him.
But hey, let's not be talking about deep vagina.
Okay, we'll talk about the website instead. How about that?
Yes, let's do it.
Okay, make sure that you hit us up on our websites, guys. www.electricsisterhood.com. Or you can use a short address, which is...
esh.mobi. That's esh.mobi. The short address will bounce you to the long one, and you can check out any articles that have been written within the week. If you have any questions about those articles or just questions for us, you can email them to questions@esh.mobi. If you've got some business for us, then you can email us at fresh@electricsisterhood.com. If you're not listening to us on iTunes, you can check us out there. You can plug us into any RSS reader, any podcast search engine, and we are also a part of the All Games Network.
That's right. You can catch episodes of our podcast airing on the All Games Radio Network, found at allgames.com, on Monday nights at 8:30 p.m. Eastern Time, 5:30 p.m. Pacific Time. And if you're going to be hanging out on the All Games website, checking out our show, you might want to pop in a little bit earlier and catch some of the other amazing entertainment over there, like Evil Avatar.
Or Dead Pigs Alive.
Ultimate Quest.
Video Game Outsiders are okay.
Fantastic Forums back in business.
Mm-hmm, I was listening to them the other day. And don't forget, guys, Bobby Black Wolf Show and fucking Friday Night Gaming.
You can't forget them, so it's almost like we don't even have to say it.
What else do you do on a Friday night besides game?
You might as well game with some friends.
Fuck yeah.
Be social on the interwebs with gaming.
Oxymoron interaction internet.
But while you're there checking out some of the great entertainment, make sure that you let them know that the chicks from Electric Sisterhood sent you by. Because we did.
And then tell them to come check us out.
Exactly. Make it reciprocal. You know what? I'm not going to say that.
Yes, I had a feeling where you were going, and I'm kind of glad that you didn't.
I'm going to stop right there and dive into the show. How about that?
Let's do it. I got my swim trunks and my flippy floppies.
Hey, I got my drink and my two-step.
Okay.
It's on. I guess what I'm going to do is I'm going to grab the mic of 1,000 truths first, because it's been a while since I've jumped on the mic first.
You've been doing it far more often lately.
Look, it took me 3 years to finally go, and I'm tired of showcasing you bitches.
Okay, well,
I need a little ninja time.
It's right in front of you. Go right ahead.
It'll be quick. I promise you'll get all your time.
Go ahead.
Thank you. You're so
sweet. You're welcome. You're welcome.
So the first thing I want to talk about is actually an iPhone game.
Mm-hmm.
I know. Me. Mm-hmm. iPhone, right? Yeah, I know. Psst. Right? So I was one of the people that really did not think that the iPhone gaming stuff as a platform
was going to take off like a rocket.
I didn't. I really didn't. I thought that people were really going to stick to their tactile buttons because you wouldn't be able to effectively do, at least my thinking, were things like your action titles because there were no D-pad. I mean, I know we talk about motion sensing and things like that, and we're trying to grow into that technology for gaming. But on the portable side, it's not like you can be on the subway and, you know, start doing a lot of arm gestures.
I know, because then it's going to look like you're whacking off on the train.
Exactly. Or worse, it'll look like you're that crazy pee-covered person that wants to talk about the apocalypse or post-apocalypse.
Oh, Mr. Urine Man.
You know, Mr. Urine Man, who for whatever reason...
smells like urine?
Well, not only smells like urine, but also just smells to high heaven.
Might be lacking some teeth.
Doesn't have all his teeth. Maybe has some, you know, open
sores. Has some snot in his nose.
It's not pleasant. And you're like, that's what a leper looks like. Like that guy.
Leper guy. Got it.
You don't want to look like that guy.
Except for Halloween.
Maybe.
It could be a costume.
Maybe. But I don't even know then. Because I don't know that there's a lot of Halloween parties you're going to get to.
Hobo, come right on
come
in.
Come on in. I mean, your costume might be so good that you don't get into the party. And then you're like, but I'm not really a hobo. I'm not really a hobo. Look, I have an American Express card.
That you stole. Dun, dun, dun.
Exactly. Anyway, getting off that tangent and back to where I was, I didn't really see how you were going to be able to have games on the iPhone platform that gave you the same level of control as, say, a PSP or a DS, DS Lite, DSi, whatever DS you have, can give you with the tactile button mashing.
I need a tactile button mashing.
So I figured that for puzzlers, it would definitely be great. But I never imagined, you know, things like an Assassin's Creed or a Mass Effect actually happening and happening in a real meaningful way on the platform. So I kind of ignored iPhone games for the most part. But then, the Ninja, it was without a car.
Oh yeah, that's right, you are lacking a car.
I'm sans vehicle transportation of my own at the moment. And as such, I'm having to use the mass transit system much more often. And so I thought to myself, self, you now have an hour and a half commute into work and out of work. We must amuse thyself upon thine journey.
And you can't pleasure yourself on the train.
What will you do? But people are going to think that you are weird, and you're probably going to get arrested.
Yes, for public exposure.
Exactly.
So when you can't do that to yourself, what can you do with your fingers? Portable game.
Oh my god, I can't believe you just did that.
Yep, okay. I went there. And I don't even care. Wow. I don't even care.
Okay, alright.
Oh, I'm done. I'm stepping back.
Okay.
Stepping back.
Fantastic. I'm just going to sneak right in here. Okay, so I started exploring the games grouping in the iPhone App Store to see if there were any games that interest me first. And, you know, because the economy and times are tough, I spent a lot of time in the free game area first. And there are a lot of really interesting, like, light games, which are entry-level, couple of levels of a full pay-for version of an app in the store. So you can kind of do a try before you decide if you want to buy or if the trial is just enough. So I started with a lot of puzzler games, like the Labyrinth game, which is really interesting and fun. I also had a Sudoku game, but I don't like Sudoku, whether it's free or not. So that pretty much put the kibosh on that. But I started then investigating what they call the action title group. And I really didn't think that there was going to be a lot of things in there. And to my surprise, I was wrong. There's a Metal Gear game in there. There's a Mass Effect game in there, an Assassin's Creed game in there, and the Assassin's Creed game is actually pretty neat. If you don't want to pass up the bucks, which I believe it's $4.99 right now, to purchase, you can actually get the light version of the Assassin's Creed game in the App Store for free. So if you have an iPhone, whether it's 3GS or 3G, you can play the game. So definitely check out the light version. But the game that I kind of stumbled into, and I'm becoming quickly addicted to now, so I'm going to talk about here today. And that's a game called Rolando 2.
Okay.
Now, this is one of those times that I've actually jumped into a sequel game without actually playing, completing, and or even knowing about the first game.
Now, wait. Don't you usually give me shit for doing that?
I know. I do. I do. But it's on the iPhone, dude. So, I mean, it doesn't really count, right?
I'll let this go because I'm in a good mood.
Oh, thank you, sis. You're so sweet.
You're welcome.
Awesome. So, with Rolando 2, it starts off with a bunch of little roly-poly characters. So basically dots on the screen. And the art style kind of reminds me of a Katamari game.
Okay.
So right off the bat, I'm already at home. And it's made by a group called... Hold on, I want to make sure that I get this right because I wrote it down. And sometimes I write things down and I don't really pay attention to them. And then I feel bad later. But it's made by a company called Hand Circus, developed for... I know, right? Great name for a company that's going to make games...
For your hand.
Exactly. But it's made by Hand Circus for NG Moco.
Okay.
Or Nagamoco. I mean, just depending upon, you know, how stupid you want to be in saying it. But basically, the game is just puzzle solving at its core. And what I gather from watching the intro video is that you are a Rolando. And you
what
were
is it?
Off on a... Your little circle.
All right, your circle.
Yeah, your little circle. Your little orange circle.
Okay.
Okay. And you got a face.
Squares.
No. You got eyeballs. No. Listen.
Ponies.
Shh. No ponies. Shh. So as a Rolando, you coming back from a trip, your adventure. So I'm guessing the completion of game one. Returning to your home and visiting the king to kind of debrief him on how your adventure went.
Mm-hmm.
You get to the castle and you're telling the king about everything that's gone on. And the king's like, that's awesome. Sounds like you had a great adventure. Let's tell the sages about it. And so these two really, really big Rolandos show up. So I guess...
So these two really big balls show up?
Yes.
Okay.
And I'm guessing that the more important you are as a Rolando,
the bigger the balls are.
Yep.
Is it sad that I know where you're going?
No, it just means that we actually really are related and we know each other very well. Because some of the younger Rolandos that maybe don't play as big a part in the game are smaller and...
Insignificant.
Yes. We'll go there. Don't really play a big role in the whole big ball adventure. So as you're debriefing the sages about what's going on, all of a sudden they turn green.
Whoa.
Which is not a good thing because they're on the top of the screen. So my immediate thought was, oh my god, these balls are going to puke on me.
Whoa.
But they didn't.
Okay.
But okay. You, your little Rolando goes, oh my god, they've got blah 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 sickness. And the only way to cure that is to get this orchid from this one island. I'm going to have to go there and get it.
Holy crap, the sage balls have lupus.
The sage balls have lupus. So anyway, the environments are kind of a 2.5D. They're between being full-on 3D and being full-on 2D. Again, very much Katamari. Initially, but you have to take your Rolando and guide him around these levels. So this is where it kind of gets a little big planet for me, because there are all these little dots on the map, and so you have to progress through each of these dots. So it's more of a little big planet meets, you know, Super Mario Bros.
Galaxy?
3.
Oh, okay.
Where, you know, you were looking at the map.
Oh my god, does your ball get to wear a tanuki suit?
Your ball does not get to wear a tanuki suit.
Fuck.
I'm sorry.
All right.
I'm sorry. I didn't mean to get your hopes up that good.
Dude, fucking tanuki suits are the balls.
Tanuki suits were the
balls. Rolando. Okay.
You made it funny.
Which is what I often do.
Gold star for panda. But anyway, you have these plot points on the map that you have to progress through. And each one is a level. And you're rated progressing through the level on how fast you get through the level, because each one is timed. But just like in Little Big Planet, with the exception of a few maps, if you don't complete the level in within the time, you're not just thrown out of the level. You just don't get a bonus for completing it within the time.
Oh.
So if it's like, okay, it should only take you 22 seconds to get to the exit of this level, and you don't do it in 22 seconds, it doesn't pop up and be like, oh, you failed. Try again. It's just like, okay, well, no bonus for the time. Keep going. So that's really nice because sometimes you have to use two fingers on the iPhone to pull around the level. Stop it. Come on now. I'm trying. I'm trying to do a real serious iPhone review.
Okay.
Come on now.
I'm sorry.
You should see the hand motions I'm making too. I'm just sitting here going, oh my God, I can't believe I'm doing this. Okay. So you have to use two fingers on the screen to pull the level around so you can see how you can progress through the level. So basically figuring out your strategy.
You gotta open it up wide.
To get to the exit door. I'm just going to keep going. Okay?
Okay. So,
the three things that you are scored on are how many gems that you gather through the level, because that's basically the money. And you're given medals, so gold, silver, and bronze, for doing one of three things. You have to get a certain amount of Rolandos to the exit door, and every level changes. And so you start
off by spreading
it
open and setting them free.
Stop it. Every level is different. So, like, the first few levels that you play.
Really?
Stop it.
Sorry.
You have to get.
You do realize.
I know. But I'm trying.
Okay.
The first few levels are you basically trying to trek your way back from the king's castle to your ship. So you can go to the island that supposedly this orchid that will save the sages is on. And the game's really deep because there are 46 playable levels in this thing.
I thought you said there's 46 playable
levels. Come on now. Stay with the tour bus.
Okay.
All right. And we're walking. So there are about, I want to say that there are either 8 or 10 getting you acclimated to using the different tools in the game and the different types of Rolandos that you'll encounter between the king's castle and getting back to your little ship to then go to the island and try to find this orchid.
Now, what type of ship is this? Like an airship?
No, it's like a little pirate ship.
Oh, okay. Like a boat.
Yeah, it's a boat.
With balls. All right.
Yes. So your little Rolando traipses back. And you can, as you move forward, have more Rolandos that you have to safely get to the door. Mm-hmm. And so you have to figure out how to move them all. Well, some will only move in one particular way.
Tricky bastards.
Exactly. Like, I got to one level where one of the royal Rolandos constantly just rolls back and forth between whatever two obstacles are holding her in place.
Okay.
So whether it's a wall and another Rolando, she just constantly moves back and forth. You can't control her. But she's one of the ones that you have to figure out how to get to the door as well.
How do you do it?
Well, with this one, basically what you winded up having to do is use some of the bomb fruit that hangs. Because, you know, in the land of the Rolandos, the fruit is the bomb. But actually, they are bombs. And so what you do is you drop one from a tree, and then you use one of your Rolandos to make it roll and explode a block that's basically keeping her in. And then you all travel together until you hit another thing. So as far as solving the puzzles, you actually have to be and use a lot of strategy of figuring out, okay, if I have to get all five of these guys to the door, the door's on the upper level, how am I going to get this guy that will only move back and forth that I can't directly control over to the lift mechanism as well as all the other Rolandos? So you can select to move one Rolando independently.
Or multiple balls.
Or multiple at a time by simply taking your finger and dragging over the group that you want to move. Come on. This is my first big iPhone game review. And I'm trying. I know I picked the ball one, but it's really addictive.
I'm very.
Stop it.
Balls addictive.
Oh my God.
I did not say it. You
and
did.
You're the college graduate.
I know.
It's craziness.
Isn't it?
It is, really, and I worry about you. But there are different types of bonus levels that you play through. where you have different Rolandos. Like, I played through the game, and I started with getting just to the ship. That was, like, my main goal for my first time sitting down. So I wanted to get through all the levels to get to the ship so we could go to the island. What I picked up was that there are all different types of little Rolandos, so depending upon where you need to get to, you can get to. Like, there's a sticky-type one that kind of looks like a little cactus guy.
Mm-hmm.
And he can stick to anything. So you can jump from the bottom level by flicking your finger up, and he'll stick to the level above. So then it becomes a completely immersive game, because now I can flip the screen and try to solve things by running through the ceiling of basically the game. So depending upon whether or not I just have to save one Rolando and I'm trying to, you know, get the achievement for time, basically, I can choose to do that. So it's really interesting on what you can do. And the more Rolandos that you save successfully and bring to the exit door, the more you see on your little ship when you first start the game.
So wait, when you win everybody, your ship's just full of balls?
Yes. Yes. When I beat the game, I'll have a ship full of balls.
So different Rolandos have different abilities.
Yep.
And you have to spread things open. You got to flick them. And you get balls.
Yes.
Okay. Sounds like my kind of game. Wink, wink.
But the game is, I swear to God, I do.
And I have an iPhone, too.
The game is $9.99, so it's not a ridiculously priced application. And for, you know, a game that has a total of 46 different levels in six chapters, I mean, it's a deep freaking game. I mean, it's just as deep as, you know, the Rhythm Heaven game that I play on my DSi, which really surprised me about the iPhone. You know, I imagine that most things on the iPhone as far as games would be, you know, simple, like, checkers games or, you know,
Hangman.
Yeah, you know, I really didn't think that it would catch up to this kind of level of polish for another year or so. So shows to, you know, goes to show what I know. But I can't say that playing this game makes me want to play one. But what I can say is I really enjoy playing Rolando 2. And I think that if you enjoy any kind of platformer.
With balls. What?
If you enjoy any kind of platformer. And you have an iPhone, you'd be doing yourself a disservice by not trying this game out.
So play with these balls, because you'll like it. Right? Hey.
Yes.
And you could spread things open and flick them, right?
You can't spread things open. You basically, stop it. You take your fingers, two fingers, on the screen, and that allows you to pull the map across. Just like when you were playing Zelda and you went to the map level and you had to, like, scroll and it would pull the map across. So you could see area zones 5, 6, 5, 1,
get
whatever.
Your fingers ready, people. You're getting a workout. Your fingers are going to be so buff.
They're not really going to be that buff because you spend more time to move the Rolandos around, tilting the iPhone. So it takes advantage of the accelerometer. And you can jump a Rolando by flicking your finger up.
Uh-huh. Like a stylus?
Yeah, basically you use your finger like the stylus. But you can jump. You can move faster by tilting one way or another. You have to use physics sometimes to get them to curve. So sometimes you have to kind of do like a bank shot where you have to jump and also
tilt. Oh, kind of like Wanted with curving bullets, which we actually can't
exactly.
do in reality.
No, you can't curve a fucking bullet. Okay? You just can't do it. It's cool in the fucking comic, but okay. All right? But yeah, you have to curve your Rolandos. Because there's
gotta curve your balls.
Oh my God. You know, I knew I should have talked about the anime today, but I thought that maybe, just maybe.
Hey, you gave me the opportunity to talk about balls. That is not my fault. That is your fault.
Boy.
Own it. Polish it up real nice. And put it on your mantle for display.
Okay. I'll buff it.
Okay.
But anyway,
It sounds like fun, though.
The game is $9.99, and it's really fun. If you've got to sit for a while, and you want something to kind of distract you and be very cute, but also require that you really think about what your moves are going to do.
Really think about those balls, people.
Because you do get to a point where it becomes kind of choose your own adventure, where you'll have multiple paths on which way you'll progress through the levels, through the chapters, and the decisions that you make will affect the outcome of the game. Like, you can choose, for instance, in some levels,
to be a bad ball.
Right, because you don't have to. There are some levels where you don't have to save all of the Rolandos. There are some levels where the requirement is that you've only got to make it to the door with 5.
You could fuck up some of them balls' life, you know what I'm saying?
And you could leave a couple of men behind. But that may affect what your outcome in the story is. You might leave behind the Rolando that's going to help you actually get the orchid.
There is no I in team, and there are no I in balls.
You do not want to have an I in balls.
No, you don't.
You don't. That's not
recommended. It would be poked out all the time. You'd be in constant pain.
You don't know what... You know,
but this sounds like balls-to-wall fun.
It is. It really is. So if you have an iPhone... 3GS, 3G, doesn't matter. Even the old school guy, it's just going to run a little bit more slow. But check out
from... slow balls.
Oh my gosh. Check out Rolando 2. I'm going to say probably is going to be worth checking out Rolando 1. I know that there were a bunch of people when I was doing my research for the game, for the show today, that there were a lot of people that were really nervous because when NGMoco said that they were going to be... releasing Rolando 2, that they were actually going to pull Rolando 1 from the App Store. And a lot of people that have purchased the original game basically made a very big stink up on the internet about them doing that and telling them that it really would be a sad thing to do for people that hadn't yet experienced the fun of Rolando. And I'm going to go with they're probably right because I'm really enjoying playing this game. So if you've got a commute, you've got a bunch of time where you've got to sit, and you want to keep your brain functioning, and let's say that you don't have a Nintendo DS, DS Lite, DSi, or PSP, go, no go, nagaga, naga, naga, but you've got an iPhone, then grab Rolando 2. I think you'll really enjoy it.
Grab these balls, you'll enjoy them.
So I'm going to give Rolando 3.5 out of 5. The only reason why I don't give it a 4 is that there are occasionally sometimes where it's difficult for me to manipulate the screen to move the map around. There are some times where it's a little bit laggy and so it sticks. And that really is... Stop it. Come on.
Sorry.
Don't go for the easy laugh all the time.
Oh, but it's so enjoyable.
But there are just a couple of moments where the gameplay gets hung up for me, which is the only reason why I don't give it just a straight up 4. But it really is enjoyable, and pick it up. Tell me what you think of it.
Pick them up.
If you do pick it up, hit me at fresh@electricsisterhood.com and let me know what you think. And we'll put together kind of a comprehensive, here's Rolando 2 from around the world.
You can groupthink about balls with Ninja. Don't groupthink with me, though.
I'm done. I finished my review. I'm good. Okay, you can have the mic of 1,000 truths. Let's see what you're bringing to the people.
Okay. Well, I'm bringing 2 things today.
Uh-oh.
I'm actually going to talk about a game and anime.
Oh, shit.
I know. Dual handing it, man. Dual wielding. It's nice to have multiple things in. Never mind.
Just
anyway, topic number 1. I guess I'll make this one number 1 because it's very short. As we all know, I've been going through an achievement quest, grabbing any and all achievements I possibly can.
By the balls. How you like that?
Yep, grabbing those achievements by the balls, ladies and gentlemen. Going balls to the wall.
I'm
achieving maximum greatness through achievements, and I'm going back through most of my games because currently I'm still a very, very much a broke-ass bitch. Can't afford anything new, but through people who got me new things and me acquiring new things, it doesn't matter. Sometimes you gotta stay in the old, and then when you're ready to hit the new stuff, you pound the fuck out of it. But
did you just pound those balls?
I pounded my fist into my open palm.
Oh, okay.
For dramatic effects.
I get that.
As a side note, mm-hmm. I mean, after I pretty much got all the achievements I think I'm going to get in Res 5, I have switched gears, played a lot out of Prototype, and I'm going back there. Don't get me wrong. I enjoy Prototype. But I felt like I needed to shoot things. I needed to shoot lots of things with multiple guns.
Did you play Crackdown?
No.
Oh.
I went back to Gears 2.
Okay.
I went back to Gears of War 2.
And I know
there's a snark load of achievements in there that I didn't even go and achieve. And I've been harvesting them like the little sisters harvest the stuff in BioShock.
The Atom. Yeah, dude, yeah. I was trying to get you to play Gears of War 2 when I first brought it over at Christmas.
I know, and then you left it here, and I played it a little bit, and then I couldn't get past that fucking part where you're trying to get out of the hive with the Reapers. Reavers. But, you know, thanks to the awesomeness that is my friend who's pretty hard. I call him, he's my hardcore friend with a softcore attitude.
Oh.
Because he plays I'm not going to say fuck when I mention him. He plays
the shit.
The crap out of games. But only games that he enjoys. Like, you know, there's a lot of people who have really high gamer scores, and when you look at their games, they have, like, all the Hello Kitty adventure games and, like, Google, and, you know, they got...
And not to mention the Avatar the Airbender one, because it has the little...
Exactly.
Yeah.
But, I mean, so some people just harvest achievements for achievements, but then there are some people who truly like achievements for only the games that they truly want to play and invest in. Mm-hmm. He is one of these guys. And when he found out that I still had your copy, he's like, we're playing this on Insane Bitch. Are you ready? Well, I mean, minus the bitch. He didn't
right.
say bitch.
Right.
But I said bitch.
In
my mind.
He
was like,
mind.
Are you ready to go? And I'm like, I didn't even beat it on normal. And he's like, then you don't have Insane, so we're doing this hardcore. And you know what? We did it hardcore, and it was amazing. It was a lesson. I came out of it. Came out of it aware of a lot of things. I don't cover very well. I wouldn't trust me if I was, you know, your cover. No, in Res 5, I'll cover the shit out of you. I mean, Sheva, I got your back. But, you know, being Dom, being as thick as, you know, a giant tire, you know, trying to crouch behind this little piece of rock in Insane and not
Dude,
get shot.
I haven't even done it in hardcore or Insane.
Oh, fuck, man. That's all I'm going to say. It was fun, though. And I've gotten a lot better. I have achieved a much better awareness for headshotting during very crucial moments. You know,
the headshot is important.
Yes, it is. But I mean, now I'm playing through Insane. I am executing motherfuckers. I'm beating their faces in. I'm stomping on them. I'm taking my rifle and using it like a bat and just cracking down on your cranium. And mm-hmm. it is all good.
Nice.
It's all good. It's all good. And I'm digging it. Dun 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 dun. I'm digging it. And I wanted to share that with people.
So let me ask you something. Now that you've spent a lot of time.
I've actually played through the game, so now I actually know what happens in the game. Because for a while there, I didn't know what fuck was up. But now I do know what the fuck's up. And now I'm going, shit. We got good locusts. We got bad locusts. Not that it matters because you flood the fuck out of them all at the end of the game. Spoiler alert.
Dude, you can't spoiler alert after you drop the spoiler.
But just like you tell me that I can't do that's what he said, that's what she said, after my own jokes. To fuck with that, yes, I can. So yeah, you flood the shit out of everything. So it doesn't really matter if there were good ones or bad ones, though. Obviously, during the ending credit, you kind of hear the queen talking. So that bitch rolled out.
Yep.
I don't know where she went. Maybe Camp David. I mean, I don't know.
The Locust Queen just chilling in Camp David.
At Camp David. Yeah. But it is
so.
Just, now that I've played through it.
Have you seen what Obama does to bugs? I don't think that bitch is hanging out in Camp
David. Man. He was all zen about that, too, which is like, fam,
He was like, "Watch, wait, hold on. I'm sorry. There's a thing in my sphere of influence. Bam! And now it's gone. You catch that? Yeah, you see that shit? That's how I roll. Moving on."
But what was your question?
Well, my thing is, now that you spent so much time in playing these games through almost through their completion, exploring all the nooks and crannies, getting all the achievements in Res 5.
Getting knee deep in the shit, yeah.
Getting up to your balls and then
getting all up in it.
In Gears, which both of these games are very, very aggressive games, very violent games, very angry games, and to some degree can be at times very scary games. My question to you is, do you feel like this amount of time that you've had directed in these games has affected you in any way in your reality or in your perception of reality? Desensitizing you to violence at all out in the world?
Well, I mean, I'm not going to lie to you. Like, you know, if someone was chilling on the ground and I was standing over them, I would anticipate, you know, an X to flash up somewhere so I could do some type of really cool maneuver.
But is that because of the game, or is that because you just have an overactive imagination?
I have an overreactive imagination.
See, that's what I want to clarify.
And, no, I mean, do I feel I've become more aggressive? Maybe.
Because of the games? As a direct...
I wouldn't say it's about the game. I think it's because of the adrenaline and the confidence surge that I get when I do something correct, like when I do something awesome or epic. I'm like, oh man, I'm the motherfucking shit. King Kong ain't got nothing on me. And then when I get shot in the head, I'm like, alright, never mind.
Okay, so basically what you're saying now is movies influence how you feel about your success in video games, which then influence how you feel about yourself in reality.
In real life, yes ma'am. That is exactly how that works.
Ow, my brain hurts.
But anyway.
You hurt my brain.
I'm sorry.
Oh, but no.
Now that I know the whole story and I've played through it on hardcore and I've seen the insanity that is insane.
Okay.
Which is really, really fucked up. Like, I never thought I'd see my cog get so filled with blood as fast as it does. It's not insane. Like, I said cog.
Okay, I'm sorry, that's not what I heard.
I did not say cock. I do not have one.
I know, but that's what I heard. I'm sorry.
Cog. A G.
Okay.
Not a CK.
I gotcha. I'm with you now. Please continue.
Though I guess if I did have one,
we just gotta keep going.
All right. But no. But it's just, it's a surge of confidence. I mean, do I play it and then go outside and run 10 miles with, like, a rifle? No. Do I go outside and when I go to order, be like, yeah, I want some chicken McNuggets, like, with confidence because I know what I want when I want it? Maybe. Has it happened? I should ask the chick at McDonald's. I mean, I don't know.
I mean, ask for my chicken McNuggets in a more authoritative manner?
Yeah, exactly. Am I like, I want a number one, bitch? Extra cheese. I want it my way at McDonald's. I don't know. You would have to be hanging with me in real life after I've played one of these games, and it's definitely something that would be perceived outside of me. Like a third person would have to observe that. Because I don't pay enough attention to myself to know. How the fuck am I supposed to know that?
I don't really know.
But anyway.
I can tell.
So, I mean, I wanted to talk about my explorations back into Gears 2, mm-hmm. back into third-person shooters, as opposed to first-person shooters. Not that Res 5 was really a first-person shooter anyway, but I kind of felt like it was. But my real topic today, which is, you know...
Balls?
Well, that was your topic today. I've been browsing around a lot on my Xbox lately. Duh.
Yeah,
and I didn't realize that they were hosting, or I shouldn't say hosting because I mean you do have to pay for them, but they are now putting anime up in the marketplace.
Yeah, they've been bringing a lot of different content into the marketplace recently. You know, starting with the Netflix stuff, and then the announcement about the Facebook stuff, the social networking stuff coming out for the Fallen NXE.
but I mean, I stumbled across, you know, this segment that was allowing people, you know, like they showcase certain animes and, you know, you can buy them for like 100 Microsoft points. An episode. And I mean, I got like the last episode of Death Note and the last one of the Monte Cristo, which I know I did an article on a couple weeks ago, which is actually really good. If you haven't read the article, you might want to check it out. It's actually probably one of my better pieces. And I was just like, you know what? What's new? What does Xbox have for me that's new that I don't already own or have acquired? And there was only one series up there, and it was called Red Garden. And I'm like, well, let me read about it before I buy it so I have an idea of what I'm going to be looking at. So you get these four girls. It's like these four New York girls. I'm like, oh, great. Is this like Sex and the City animated? Because
I be Samantha?
I was about to say, like, I want to be, hi, Miranda. Hi, Carrie. I'm Samantha, and I have sex with everything. You know? Cause,
I just want to be Samantha because she has the best clothes.
She does. But Carrie's got the better shoes.
I know, but Carrie has bigger feet.
Anyway.
Sorry.
But anyway.
Had a girl moment. We're okay.
So I mean, you get the premise. It's like, oh, these four New York girls. So you kind of already get this idea that you're thinking, oh, great. It's going to be like, oh, New York teenage life. However will I be able to afford this Gucci purse and the freaking Jimmy Choo shoes that I want?
Oh, my God. I so saw and these Malolos, and I wanted to get them, but I couldn't remember how to spell Blahnik, so I couldn't find the store.
And then, holy fuck, the demon that just kicked my ass was wearing the Jimmy Choo's that I want, and they happen to be my size.
Oh my god, demons and Jimmy Choo's, I'm in.
You know, I mean, I was concerned. I mean, Red Garden, I'm like, okay, so there's gonna be some blood involved, four chicks, I'm like, murder, blah, 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 blah. But right. I'm like, I'll buy the first episode. Okay. You've got me intrigued enough to invest 100 points in that. There are only four up there. I think there's, 17 episodes. But anyway, so I bought the first one, and the whole opening is like their silhouettes, the silhouettes of these four girls, and inside the silhouette is like pearls and flowers, and I'm like, oh fuck, what have I gotten myself into? So right. And it's this whole jazzy opening, and I mean, I do like the opening song, and I'm like, all right, I'm like, at least the opening song is worth mentioning. And then it gets kind of weird because you get these four girls. And, of course, like I said, it's in New York. Right. So you don't have any Japanese names. Their names are Kate, Rachel, Rose, and Claire.
Okay.
So apparently they pulled Claire from Res 5 because she wasn't doing anything worthwhile.
And they threw her in and set her up in a downtown area in New York to see what would happen when she lived with three other girls.
Oh, gosh.
And
but I mean,
stopped getting real fake and started getting real, real.
But I mean, they're very moe-ish characters. I mean, like I said, Claire, she's kind of the tomboy, I'm going to beat the fuck out of you, gangsta punk girl wannabe. Like she's the she's the outcasty girl. You know, short hair. I mean, she could be like a raging bullock.
Oh my god, I can't believe you said that. Just say that.
I'm just saying, she would be like
she's the standard tomboy
Rosie O'Donnell. With gray hair.
Wow, really?
Who's attractive? Because, you know, in anime worlds, there's barely any ugly people.
So we're going soft butch here.
Yeah.
Okay.
But, I mean, you totally know that she, like, wants to invest in a Harley and some Birkenstocks.
Oh, my God.
Like, you know it.
You're so wrong. You're so wrong for this episode.
You know she's got Birkenstocks in her closet. She might only wear them one day a year, but she has them.
Oh, my God. Okay.
Anyway, you know, and then you've got this girl, oh, which one is she?
Kate. I can't remember.
Blonde hair. The animation style kind of reminds me of this other anime that I watch.
But I can't remember it right now because my hair.
I had it in my mind because it was going to be the first thing I talked about. But anyway, you know, and she's blonde and she's tall and she's thin and she's very quiet. And she's a part of this elite group at their school because they go to this very prestigious school on this island. Which I don't think actually exists in New York, called Roosevelt Island, whatever. And you know, and she's quiet and she's happy, you know, and she did have this best friend named Lisa, with an E, which is really weird. And it's at one point she's monologuing in her mind because, spoiler alert, Lisa is found murdered one night. Okay. You know, and then she's just like, and she's like quoting all this emo shit, and I'm like, oh, you had a thing for your friend. I'm like, you wanted to get up your friend's skirt, and now she's dead, and now you're like plagued with the shoulda, coulda, woulda as well. Get the fuck over it. There's no going back now. I can't stand a lot of Kate's internal monologue. I really can't. And then you've got Rose, and she's the short one. Like, if you saw Wolf's Rain.
Yes.
She would be like the Hige.
Okay, gotcha.
So, you know.
She's the pup.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. You know, she's a, you know, little round face. Well, she's the pudgy one. And mm-hmm. I wouldn't even say that she's really pudgy, but she's short. She has a short red hair. Her mom had to go in the hospital. They don't explain why in the first episode, because they never do. But she's got to take care of her little brother and her little sister. You know, and then there is Rachel, and she is just a bitch. She hates everything and lives life the way that she wants to. Mommy and daddy are rich, so I don't give a fuck.
Right.
Essentially, mm-hmm. You know, all these guys want her, and she likes this one guy, he likes her, and they go partying every night, and they're like, oh, well, I don't know how I'm going to sneak out, because my parents never go to sleep until, like, really late, but the parties don't really happen until really late, so I guess we could just wait till they go to sleep and then sneak out and be bad. So, I mean, girls that you would think would never be friends in real life.
Right.
Ever.
Right.
They have separate cliques. They have their separate worlds. Well, one night, they're all out. They're not out together, apparently. But whatever they were doing, they were partying it up. Because in the first episode, each of these girls are being brought back to their houses, knocked out flat, being carried by these, like, two guys. Lisa's part of the group, but the car that she was in gets hijacked by this other guy, who then torments the fuck out of her body. It's awkward. I can't fully explain it because they're throwing so much at you in this first episode that you're kind of going, what? And the dialogue is so horrible. It is.
How bad is it?
Horrible. It's just, it is wrong. It is so wrong. But you find out in the second episode that these girls were all murdered that night. And this weird, creepy lady who actually looks like a cross-dressing dude with a huge nose that does nothing for her face.
Okay. It really doesn't.
She runs the mortuary in the area that they're all going to school in with her brother. And they do these things that give life to dead people, usually in groups of five. And once this contract between the soul and the body is has taken place, and these dead women, preferably, I haven't seen any groups that have had guys in them yet, once they've been given the second life, they have to fight for the rest of their lives.
They have to fight what? At night.
Well, it's really weird because they were supposed to be like demons. Like demons, but the only two that I've seen thus far have been men in business suits that growl like dogs.
Okay.
Yeah, because, you know, these four girls, after the death of the fifth, because remember, like I said, they were essentially groups of five, they get led to this place by these weird-looking butterflies, and then the weird, ugly man lady shows up, whose name is Lula, whatever.
Okay.
And she's all like, I have chosen you guys to fight the demons of the night, blah, 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 and you're going to kill this man with your bare hands. And, you know, Rachel, being the smartass, is like, what the fuck are you talking about? I'm fucking going home. You know, and It's essentially just this guy, like, you know, glowing eyes, but, I mean, demon, he barks, you know, like, he's, you know, I kind of felt like, in a sense, that this was, like, a really bad, like, if you're going to take Sailor Moon, try to make it serious, like, take Sailor Moon.
Oh, do I have to?
Rip out the plot.
There was a plot in Sailor Moon?
Yes.
Where?
Anyway, rip in the corner right there.
No, that's not a plot. Right, that's there. A pile of poop.
Well, I didn't say the plot was good. I just said there was one. Anyway, rip out the plot. Whatever the plot was.
Uh-huh.
And try to put in a realistic plot. You know, girls from different backgrounds coming together to fight.
Demons. I mean, yeah, that's realistic. It happens all the time.
But, I mean, you know, and I mean, I did like the fact that they did try to make these girls as realistic as possible, because, you know, they don't believe that they, one, are now undead, They, you know, because Lula's like, yeah, I've chosen you guys to fight the demons of the night. You guys have special powers. Doesn't tell them how to use them. You know, so of course they'd be reluctant to believe that it's true. So for the first part of this whole fight, these four bitches are getting the fuck beat out of them, except for Claire. She's managing to evade this dog demon puppy thing, man, businessman thing.
Demon puppy man business dude.
Thing. You know, but you know, at one point he bites Kate in the shoulder, she's bleeding. You know, and at one point they all are like, they're hiding in pairs of two. Kate's with Rose, the little chubby one, and Claire's with Rachel. You know, and you think Rachel and Claire could be like, let's just kick their asses and go home. You know, and Claire is essentially like that. And Rachel just goes on this, I shit you not, like this 7-minute, I can't do it. Oh my God, please don't leave me. And I'm like, Claire needs to bitch slap this hoe right now or take her heel off and just ice her right there. Equalize this bitch. Come on, plot. It's time to fucking move.
Oh my God, I missed The Equalizer. That was such a good show.
But they don't even really essentially kill it, because at one point, right when you think that the evil puppy demon thing is going to rip off Rachel's shirt, and mind you, there's been no boob.
Throughout.
No boob in these first four episodes, which I commend it for. So at least not going, oh, we're girls, tee-hee, with short skirts, you can see up them, and up our boobies are out, at least.
Oh, this demon ripped my boob right out. Exactly. Look at that, it's my nipple.
This demon ripped the fuck out of her clothes, but you never saw her boobies. So I was like, wow, I'm like, realistic, okay. I'm like, I kind of like the aspect. But at one point, he goes to fuck up Rachel, and she jumps super, super high, like a super kangaroo thing, and throws it into the middle of the street, and some dude in a truck hits him. You know, so they don't really kill the demon, but Lulu's like, you did great, and like, just leaves. Doesn't explain what happened, doesn't tell her what it is, and she's just like, if you know, I'll summon you with the butterflies every time there's a fight that you need to have. If there's no butterflies, then you get a night off. But don't expect too many of those. Ha 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 ha. So, I mean, there's too many things going on, because now these four girls who have nothing in common now have something in common, that they're dead. The moment that they lose the will to fight and stay alive, they'll turn to dust. So they're like zombie vampire senshi. I mean, they are fighting demons by moonlight. Rachel wants to gain love by daylight. I mean, there's no Darian. Thank God. Oh, my God.
You haven't said anything yet that makes me even remotely interested in this thing. It started off in Shitsville, and it's continued down the road to give two less than.
I mentioned to you that, like, in episode 3, at one point, like, they're all separated, and they're all, like, singing verses, like a fucking musical, but it's not cheery at all or has any type. None of these voice actresses can sing, for one thing. If they're going to do a fucking show that's going to imbue different types of movie-esque things, like a musical, suspenseful, then get fucking actresses that can fucking sing. If I want to hear tone-deaf singing, Eshmom is right outside.
That's mean. It's true. But it's mean.
I mean, I could just record myself drunk if I really wanted to hear bad singing. I don't need to go to anime for it. I really don't. Is it, besides the woman with the big nose, is it pretty to look at? Yes. Will it make you feel smarter? No. Will it be the million-dollar question on Who Wants to Be a Millionaire? I pray to God it's not. Because... fuck.
Nobody would get it. Yeah, okay.
No one would
get it. I get it. It's bad.
I hate to say it. It's bad enough that I want to watch it to see if eventually it becomes good. But, you know, these first four episodes are probably on disc one. And from disc one, I am thoroughly disappointed. I would rather watch Naruto.
Oh, shit.
Killers.
All right.
For like 18 months. Before this entire series. Bring on the Naruto fillers.
Oh, wow. That is intense.
It is bad. Like, I had to resort to, after watching these four episodes, go back and rewatch all of Yu-Gi-Oh! Abridged, all of DBZ Abridged, just so that I could feel like I wouldn't slip my wrist last night before I went to sleep.
Wow. It
was that bad. 2 stars. And I'm only giving you 2 because the opening and closing themes are really good. And like I said, the animation style is nice. In terms of story, I don't know where the fuck it's going. I don't know if I want to follow it, but I'm going to anyway. It's like a moth to a fucking flame. I know I'm going to get hurt, but I'm going to do it anyway.
So I got another question for you then. Mm-hmm. Since this is all content that you're purchasing through the marketplace, and these files are taking up storage on your hard drive, and you can't really take them anyplace else as far as moving them from the hard drive to like an external drive outside of that or another computer. No.
Damn.
So my question to you is, are these Microsoft points that you're throwing at this title
just going out the window? Well, I've only spent $400. But I mean, for that to get these episodes, now mind you, like I said, I did get some really good episodes. Like the Death Note last episode, fucking phenomenal. The last one of the Monte Cristo, also really awesome. I mean, there are certain purchases of the points that I don't feel too bad about using. Even though I have no idea why I'm buying it.
I mean, because you know that Red Garden is available as far as digital content in other stores.
No.
Yeah.
Oh, well,
yeah, Marketplace isn't the only place that you can pick up some interesting animation series right now. There are some things that are going on with directly getting digital content from publishers. It's like manga.com, ADV's website, Tokyo Pop.
Maybe I'll venture there. I just figured since I was on the Xbox, it was a new feature that I had fallen into.
No, and I'm glad that you explored it. Because I haven't really purchased any video content on the marketplace because I'm leery of putting out real money to have content that's only available to me on one drive that I can't take anyplace else. And right. So if I fill up my drive with media content, then I have no place to do save games. So now I either have to buy save cards and remember what's on those cards, or I have to get rid of content that I have on my hard drive that I paid money for that I can't get back again. So that makes me a little leery.
I mean, a lot of the content that I have on my hard drive right now are essentially just my saved games and these few episodes. Like, I don't have that much on my hard drive, which is okay. But then maybe I will watch the rest of this through another means. But, I mean, we all have that time in our lives where we do the most fucked up thing imaginable, knowing that it's the most fucked up thing imaginable, but knowing that you have to do it. And this
I haven't done that
this,
yet.
This is my moment.
So the and most I, fucked up thing you can imagine is watching this anime series. Then your life is pretty effing stupid.
Knowing that it's already pretty stupid. Yeah. Yeah.
And that's the most fucked up thing in your life?
Well, that I've done thus far. I mean,
You have a pretty sweet life.
That's right. So it makes me feel good about myself.
Instance of media making you feel better about yourself in the real world.
But anyway, I mean, if you like this kind of thing, I mean, who knows? This might turn out to be one. I might get M. Night Shyamalan'd. And, like, at the end, it'd be like, oh, this was all a dream. I mean, granted, I'd be really fucking pissed if they do that. That's a fucking cop-out. And that just means the writers didn't know how else they were going to tie all this fucking shit together. But, you know.
Yeah.
I guess.
All right.
But, I mean, like I said, I liked the songs. Another form of media influencing my lack of something. You know, I think the industry is onto something.
Same with music, and Panda will buy.
If the music is good, the Panda will buy. It is very true. I would not rush out to your local retailer and buy this shit. In fact, I wouldn't even shit this shit out of my butt. My shit is more entertaining than this shit.
Oh my god, I don't even know where to go with that.
Well, I'm just that's all I'm gonna say about it.
All right.
So, it was an interesting experience, but it's one that I don't need to ever have again. Kind of like, you know, getting kicked in the face, an experience that everyone should have in their lives just so they could say, I've been kicked in the face, but I wouldn't be like, can I have
Why should everybody be able to say, I've been kicked in the face?
Because everyone was like, man, it's like being kicked in the face. And then I want to go, have you actually been kicked in the face? And then they're like, no. I'm like, well, then you can't use the analogy unless you've been kicked in the face.
Okay. Well,
so you should only use analogies that you've actually lived in your life.
Okay.
It's like falling upstairs. I can say that because I fall up the stairs all the fucking time.
I fall down
too. It's like tripping on your pants. I've done that too because I've been too long because I'm short.
Okay. All right. Just, yeah. That's
like
a valid...
tossing on orange. Just did that this morning.
Okay. You know what? That's a valid conversation, but maybe one we should have in another podcast.
All right.
And you'll be able to catch that podcast on our website, www.electricsisterhood.com, or you can use the short address, which is
esh.mobi. That's esh.mobi. The short address will bounce to the long one, and you can check out any articles that we've written within the week. If you have any questions about those articles, then you can email us at questions@esh.mobi. Or if you have some business for us, you can email us at fresh@electricsisterhood.com. If you aren't listening to us on iTunes, you can check us out there. You can plug us into any RSS reader, any podcast search engine, and we are also a part of the All Games Network.
That's right. You can catch episodes of our podcast airing weekly on the All Games radio station found at allgames.com on Monday nights at 8:30 p.m. Eastern Time, 5:30 p.m. Pacific Time. And if you show up a little bit early, you can catch some really great entertaining stuff like Orange Zone Radio.
Or Dead Pixel Live.
Evil Avatar's over there.
Video Game Outsiders, they're going live, too.
Yeah, Ultimate Quest.
And don't forget, guys, Bobby Blackwolf Show and Friday Night Gaming!
And keep in mind, Fantastic Four's back as well. So, there's a lot of great entertainment over at the All Games website and through the radio network. So make sure that you bounce over there and let them know that the chicks from Electric Sisterhood sent you. Because we did!
And then have them come visit us telling them that you sent them.
It's a mutual admiration society.
You scratch our back, we'll...
buy you a beer.
Yeah.
Let's
if you're
that. Over legal. The age of 21.
And I'll give you cookies.
I'm not even going to say anything about her cookies.
My love cookies.
Okay.
I am just kidding.
It's time to call this podcast Toast Panda. What are you doing with yours?
I'm going to go through Gears of War 2 with it as my partner on Insane.
Okay. That partnering with your toast might work out well for you. Make sure you document that with video, though, so just we can see how that's happening.
Pics or it didn't happen.
Exactly. Pics or it didn't happen.
What are you going to do with your toast, Ninja?
I am actually on the hunt for a new toaster.
What happened to your toaster? Did you break it? Did it get lupus?
My toaster didn't get lupus, no. But I'm on the hunt for a new toaster, and I'm trying to decide if I want a toaster that maybe possibly emblazes the image of things upon my toast or not.
You know, I wonder if appliances can get diseases.
I think they get appliance diseases. You know what? Maybe we'll table this discussion. And we'll talk about this on another podcast. For me, I'm just going to take my toast today. I'm going to put some peanut butter on it. I'm going to eat the shit out of that stuff. Because peanut butter on some hot toast is just
peanut butter
yummy.
Jelly time. Peanut butter jelly time. We yet.
And there we go. So I am Ninja Sister.
And I am Pandalicious.
And we are out of here, gang.
We yet.
There you go.
Rock Lobster.